Hello, listeners of the Funky Bunch. Just wanted to remind you at the start of this hour, that you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and welcome to the final Funky Bunch of the year, because I don't want to do it next week. Jordan and the Funky Bunch, Volume 25, Volume 20, Volume 12, I don't remember, I'm just making up numbers. But we have a great show for you this week. It was really tough for me to pick out music for you guys this week, because I just had no, there's not much to listen to. The new music wasn't that great this week. Vampire Weekend was pretty much all I had. But I wanted to put together a playlist of what I've been listening to, and tracks that I've really been vibing with this week. So I hope you guys enjoy. The first song I'm gonna be the first song I'm gonna be playing is from the Vampire Weekend album. It's called Bambina. A little bit of a slow track to start it off, and I hope you enjoy.
Cha-cha, Bambina. Cha-cha, Bambina. My Christian heart cannot withstand the thundering arena. I see you in the violent sense. For now, cha-cha, Bambina.
To an extent, yeah.
To an extent, yeah. That was Bambina by Vampire Weekend, and I hope you enjoyed that track. A little bit of a short track with a little bit of a some vibe in the middle, and I really enjoy that track, and I hope you guys enjoyed it too. I just realized I have a pretty short playlist for this week. Maybe I have to talk more, but I don't know how much my listeners enjoy my speaking, because when I start to ramble, it just starts to make less and less sense, and then I just get nervous and just say, oh, the next song is this. And oh, the next song is this. Wake for Young Souls by Third Eye Blind.
Today I found my soul, I felt it die inside of me, yeah. So I turn to you, life is like that, you know. Myself. hurricane through me. Oh, ooh, oh, ooh, oh, ooh. If I've been cold, if I've spoken in anger, to have been bold, forgive me, you know I don't see your mother, not like before. No, she hasn't forgotten, she doesn't like to be reminded.
For my listeners just tuning in, that was "Wake for Young Souls" by Third Eye Blind, and I've realized recently that I've been really into the late '90s, early 2000s REM, Red Hot Chili Peppers vibe right now. I don't know what that says about me, but that's what I've been into. I've been moving further and further away from the rap that's plagued my life, and I've been moving towards this. Whatever that means and whatever that says about me. But I enjoy playing it on the radio, and I hope my listeners enjoy it as well. But the next track I'm going to be playing is, of course, from one of those bands, Red Hot Chili Peppers, but it's from one of their newer albums called The Getaway, released in 2016, and this one's called Dark Necessities. This song, the bass line in this song, oof. You'll see, but oof. I hope you enjoy. That was Dark Necessities by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and they have so many fantastic songs that you've probably heard and maybe not even know that it's Red Hot Chili Peppers, but that song, that was probably my favorite song in their 2016 album, and just stays with you, that bass line. Holy cow. Hope that was a good rendition. I feel like sometimes I need to sing on the show, but I don't get the opportunity very often. Because I don't think anyone wants to hear my voice. But that doesn't matter. I'll sing bass lines for you so you can hear them and remember them. That doesn't matter. Whatever. We're gonna, next song we're going to be playing is called Joy by Bastille. They just released it. They just released it last week. It's pretty happy. And it's to celebrate the end of the show. We play happy songs and not songs about dark necessities that are part of our design. So this is called... This is called Joy by Bastille.
Thought I'd never be waking on the kitchen floor, but here I lie, not the first time. Now my morning has broken, and it brings the fear, my mind's falling. But regrets can't change anything. Yeah, I feel my pulse quickening when your name lights up the screen. Oh, joy.
That was Joy by Bastille, and a little bit of an upbeat track in the middle of some early 2000s songs, and I'm going to play another upbeat one with a dark undertone, almost. Probably one of my favorite Kanye West songs ever. I don't know if I've played it on the show before, but I wanted to play something that I loved on the show, and I've tried to play songs that I've enjoyed this week a lot. But this song is one of my favorite songs ever by Kanye West, and it's called Paranoid, and it's not explicit, thank goodness, and I hope you enjoy.
Paranoid. to way back at home. Yeah, you see him look, baby, let him look at your cold looks, cause we look cold. Yeah, you heard about all the word of mouth, don't worry about what we can't control. All the talk in the world, lost in the world, till you finally let that thing go. You wanna check into the Heartbreak Hotel, but sorry, we're closed, baby.
That was Paranoid by Kanye West, featuring Mr. Hudson. Hope you guys enjoyed that track. That song, in the middle of 808s, it really doesn't feel like it belongs, but that song really is pretty funky. I enjoyed that song quite a bit. It's one of my favorite songs ever, and I hope my listeners enjoyed it as well. The next song I'll be playing is another song that I've really enjoyed for quite some time. It's from Weezer's Pinkerton album. It's called The Good Life. Just like I'm living the good life here at Lafayette College for like a week and a half more. And I can't wait to live the better life away from Lafayette College for 2 months because I'm tired of this school right now. But let's get into The Good Life by Weezer.
Yeah.
was The Good Life by Weezer from their Pinkerton album, and I too would like to go back to the good life of not having to learn and study all the time and do my work. Wouldn't that be pleasant? And I hope you guys enjoyed that track. The Good Life's probably one of my favorite Weezer songs other than Holiday from the Blue Album, but everyone likes the Blue Album, so does that even really count? I mean, like, saying you're a Weezer fan nowadays is effectively saying you're a Blue Album fan, because no one likes Pinkerton. Or actually, sorry, let me rephrase. Saying you're a Weezer fan means that you like more than the Blue Album, because everyone likes the Blue Album. Everybody's like, oh, the Blue Album's great. Then you're not a Weezer fan if you only like the Blue Album. I'm sorry to say it. And I'm not a Weezer fan, I would say, because I only like the Blue Album and The Good Life, and that's okay. The next one I'll be playing is from the 60s or 70s, I believe. I don't know. I didn't really keep track. But it's by Frank Zappa and the Mothers on an Overnight Sensation album. And this song's called Montana, a place I would one day love to go. Montana.
Just to raise me up a crop of dental floss. Raising it up, waxing it down, in a little white box that I can sell uptown. By myself I wouldn't have no boss, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss. Might grow me some beans, but I'd leave the sweet stuff to somebody else. But then, on the other hand, I would keep the wax and melt it down, pluck some floss and swish it around. I'd have me a crop, and it'd be on top. That's why I'm moving to Montana.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Yes, I am.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon. We'll be right back.
gonna find me a horse just about this big and ride him all along the borderline with a pair of heavy-duty zircon encrusted tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say I was mighty grand. By myself, I wouldn't have no balls, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss. With my tweezers gleaming in the moonlighty night. And then I get a cup of coffee and give my foot a push. Just me and the pygmy pony over by the dental floss. And then I might just jump back on and ride like a cowboy into the dawn of Montana.
That was Montana by Frank Zappa and the Mothers. Montana being a place I want to go. The Mothers and Frank Zappa, hope you've heard of them. Pretty talented group of individuals. I said I was interested in Pepper's Third Eye Blind recently and REM. So, of course, I'm also going to play an REM song. And this one's called Day Sleeper. And I hope you enjoy.
say why. Fluorescent, flat, caffeine light. It's furious balancing.
That was Day Sleeper by R.E.M. A pretty beautiful song on their Up album, released the year I was born, 1998. And I hope you enjoyed that. And now I'm going to switch it over to something a little more modern, but still a little bit slow. A song called Talk by Khalid. I don't know if I've played this on the show before, but I wanted to play it again. So, Talk by Khalid. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Talk by Khalid, and I hope you enjoyed that track. And I definitely have not played that song before. I played a couple of songs on that album, but Talk is not one of them. I don't think. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Doesn't matter. The next song I'll be playing, I don't have very many songs left, but that's okay. I've got enough. And the next song I'll be playing is called I Lost a Friend by Phineas, released last week. Phineas is in all caps. I've never heard of this guy before, but I listened to all of New Music Friday, and this is one of the songs that popped up. So, I Lost a Friend by Phineas.
I lost a friend, like keys in a sofa, like a wallet in the backseat, like ice in the summer heat. I lost a friend, like sleep on a red eye, like money on a bad bed, like time worrying about every bad thing that hasn't happened yet. I know I'll be alright, but I'm not tonight. I'll be lying awake, counting all the mistakes I've made, replaying fights. I know I'll be alright, but I'm not tonight. I lost a friend, I lost a friend, I lost my mind. And nobody believes me, saying no that he don't need me. Cause he made a little too much money to be 20 and sad. And I'll be fine without him, but all I do is write about him. How the hell did I lose a friend I never had? Never had. I'm on the mend, like I'm wearing a neck brace, like I'm sleeping at my own place, like I'm pulling all the stitches out of my own face. I'm on the mend, like I'm icing a new spring, like I'm walking on a new cane, like it's been a couple days since I slipped and said something sorta like your name. I know I'll be alright, but I'm not tonight. I'll be lying awake, counting all the mistakes I've made, replaying fights. I know I'll be alright, but I'm not tonight. I'm on the mend, but I lost a friend, I lost my mind.
That was I Lost a Friend by Phineas, a bit of a sad track that used HE double hockey sticks. I don't know if that's allowed to be said on the radio, but to be honest, I think it's allowed to be said on the radio, so I don't really care. But I hope you enjoyed that. Pretty sad, but good song nevertheless. And I'm going to move on to a song by Matt Nathanson called Let You Go. Another pretty sad song, I'm pretty sure, but sad lyrics don't mean the song has to be upsetting. So I hope you enjoy the song Let You Go by Matt Nathanson.
Gotta get myself to Mexico. Find a place on the beach where no one goes. Put my head in the sand and stay a while. Gotta figure out a couple things. Build a runway and a set of wings. Gonna fill my days and learn to fly. One of them will say your name. Yeah, our story's over, pages turn. You were the sun in the sky and then you weren't. And nothing left here works for me the same. I've been dying, taking out at the knees. Walk me through this, how'd you do it?
That was Let You Go by Matt Nathanson. I had never heard of Matt Nathanson until I listened to that song. And it's pretty good. I liked it. Quick save from that song, not gonna lie. But I'm gonna finish off the show this week because I have no more music to play. And I wanted to finish it off strong. And I really was running dry on music. That's why you heard Matt Nathanson and Phineas, two artists that no one's ever heard of. But if you enjoyed those songs, I'm glad. And if you enjoyed this song, actually, you're definitely going to enjoy this song. It's called Vacation by the Go-Go's, and I can't wait for the summer vacation. Let's get into the music.
I wish I lasted.
Sorry for that. That doesn't matter. That was my show for this semester. That was Vacation by the Go-Go's to get you guys and myself, my listeners ready for the vacation that is upcoming. Whether you have 3 finals or 0 finals and 1 final paper, I hope you enjoyed that. And I hope you enjoyed my show this year. There are plenty more episodes to come when I'll do my show next semester. But for now, I'm leaving you, and I want you to remind you that you're listening and you continue to listen to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Jordan Brosmer, and this was Jordan and the Funky Bunch. No Funky Bunch. Perhaps we'll get more than one Funky Bunch session next semester. But for now, hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you guys next semester.